Tobe, I always like to tell the same story to open up these types of conversations. It's called Tzichas Musar. I like to call it Tzichas Chaverim. So when the Friedrich Rebbe was his yard site, when the Friedrich Rebbe came to America, there weren't so many Rabbanim in America, and Judaism in America wasn't like it is today. And Rob came to the Friedrich Rebbe and he said, I have this terrible problem. Who remembers this from last year? No. Okay, good. And the terrible problem, Rebbe, is that I'm this new Rob in the show, and there's so many things that these people are doing wrong. And it's like, what do I do? Do I tell them? If I tell them what I'm thinking, if I don't tell them what I'm thinking, so then like, what am I doing? If I tell them what I'm thinking, I'm going to get fired. If I don't want to get fired, but I also want to tell you what I'm thinking. Generally in this slot, I like to speak about Eretz Yisrael. Last year, we spoke twice. We had two of these sichas. One of them was about cucumbers. Today we're going to talk about eggplants. Okay. Speak about Eretz Yisrael a little bit. Try to be mechazik ourselves in this Indian. We're in Eretz Yisrael for the year. We should try to connect to the place that we are. So once again, I just want to bring up a few nakudas. Maybe speak about Purim a little bit, but it's going to take us a little bit to get to Purim. I really want to start from the parsha. This isn't about the parsha, not at all, but it's just a springboard. Am Yisrael comes out of the Yam Suf, and Chazal described that Masherata Shifchal Yam L'Rata Yecheskel Ben Buzi. They saw this Gilui of Hashem that was so high, that was so amazing, and all of Am Yisrael, even the Shifcha, saw this Gilui, and it was even greater than the Ma'isi Merkava. So everyone asks, what's the pshat in this? The pasuk after Am Yisrael leaves the midbar starts off Shmos Tezvav. Vayasa Moshe es Yisrael miyam suf, vayitzeu el midbar shur, vayelchu shlosh es yamin ba midbar velo matzu mayim. So what's the lashon of vayasa? Isn't vayisa? So what does Rashi point out? Rashi points out the famous midrash that says that Am Yisrael was so involved, right? Mitzrayim, when they went out to war, they came with these chariots that were filled with gold and silver. They wanted to show off. So Am Yisrael was, after they saw this unbelievable revelation of Hashem, they were so involved in like the gold and the silver, they were just like picking it up from the beach. They didn't want to continue to the Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. They were so involved in the gold and the silver. And therefore, the pasuk says, Vayasa Moshe, right? The Midrash says, She'asiyam b'makel shelo ayu rotzim aleches, right? Am Yisrael didn't want to go. They were involved in the gold. Neshayu melaktin min hayam avanim tovos umar galios. V'chol shvina shenitba'a bayam, v'chol kesev zahav shenitba'yam, Allah kol kesev zahav im bizat ha-mitzrayim. So, the simple question which we need to ask from this midrash is it makes no sense, according to the other midrash, which described that they saw this amazing revelation. They just saw the 10 makos. They saw Hashem, mamish ayin ba'ayin. Came out of Mitzrayim, they saw makos b'choros. They see Taro and his entire army drowning in the water. And as they finish, they come out. And what are they thinking about? Probably about Daf Yomi, probably starting Daf Yomi, brachos. No, they're thinking about the money that the Mitzrim left over. Such an interesting insight to what people think about. I wasn't sure whether to give this Sichas Musar or Sichas Chaverim a title, but if I were, I guess it would be about kvetching. Am Yisrael, ever since we've been Am Yisrael, we've loved kvetching. Avram Avinu kvetched about Sdom and Amora. Moshe kvetched about Am Yisrael. We love kvetching. I was looking up a good joke to like say at the beginning. I couldn't find a good joke, but there's so many good jokes about Jewish women, Jewish grandmas kvetching, and this, my back hurts, my back aches, my this, that. Couldn't find any jokes, so I apologize. That's what we're going to speak about tonight. A little bit of kvetching. A little bit of Am Yisrael's history, and a little bit about kvetching. So the first kvetch, Am Yisrael comes out of the Midbar, come out of the Yam Suf, and they're kvetching. Oy, we don't have enough money. Now, it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't it say that Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim, Birchush Gadol? Bisama wasn't enough for them. They wanted more. Let's continue. We're going to try to really go through all of history from the time that Am Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. We're obviously not going to touch on every single Nakuda, but we're going to try to speak about those the main Nakudas. In this parsha, you can count how many times Am Yisrael complains to Moshe. How many? Remembers? Six. First of all, before we want to understand, Bichlal, what is the complaint? What is the complaint by the Yam Suf? So we could say, oh, they didn't get the Torah yet. They don't really know. They don't know what to appreciate. So we can excuse them. Look at the next one. This is already post-Matan Torah in Sefer Bamidbar. Zacharnu es hadaga asher nochal b'mitzrayim chinam. We remember the fish that we ate in Mitzrayim, free. Es ha-kishuim. What are the kishuim? Huh? The cucumbers. Ves avatichim, and they ate watermelons also. Ves achatzir, ves abtzalim, ves hashumim. V'aton avshenu yevesha en kol bilti haman einenu. So what are they complaining about now? What are they kvetching about now? We have this thing. It's called man, and it tastes like whatever we want, but it stinks. I remember the fish that I used to eat. I remember the cut up cucumbers. That was the cucumbers for you, everyone. Okay? We remember those things. And they're kvetching, and it makes no sense. They have everything that they want. They have everything that they want, but it's not enough. Let's go. Let's continue. So we're speaking so far about riches, food. It's not only the food, it's the food. It's the culture of the food. Let's take a look at the next time. Bamidbar Perek Yud Gimel. Just a few prakim later. Parsha Shlach, the Meragim go into Eretz Yisrael. And we're going to see that Am Yisrael's fetching gets more and more developed as history goes on. And first, about the riches. Second, about the food. It's the culture of the food. It's not only the riches, it's the taste. V'yotziu dibas ha'aretz, asher taru osa b'nei Yisrael limor. Ha'aretz asher avarnu ba'lesur osa. The land that we went into, says the Meraglim, Eretz Ocheles Yoshvehi V'chol Ha'am Asher Inu V'Socha Anshei Midos. There's these tall people, and these grapes are so big. V'Shem Ra'inu Es HaNefilim V'nei Anak Min HaNefilim V'ni Be'inenu K'Chagavim V'chein Ha'inu Be'ineyem. Once again, we're talking about the Nisian, the Shvitz, the best of the best. Shana Bet. Shalavim, Mamish, they sent a group of Shalavim guys to Eretz Yisrael, and they come back and they have Dibas Haaretz. They said, it's too hot in Israel, can't get a good hot bagel in Israel. I wanted to save this until the end, but like I can't hold myself back. I went on Arutz 7. Arutz 7 has this article about 50 top reasons why people don't make Aliyah. 50 top reasons. No wall-to-wall carpeting. Falafel gives me indigestion. The move will be too traumatic for my dog. So we have a lot of we have a lot of kvetching, but the kvetching of the Meraglim is different. The Lubavitcher Rebbe points out that the Nesiim are not kvetching about that it's so scary, that it's so this, that it's so that. Am Yisrael, what are they doing in the Midbar? What are they doing all day long? They're learning Torah. How do they do laundry? They have yamin, they have kavod. They have everything taken care of. And when the Meraglim go into Eretz Yisrael and they realize, what is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael, we're going to have to work hard. We're going to have to plant. We're going to have to harvest. We're not going to have as much time as we had in Yeshiva. We're not going to have as much time to sit in the base measures and have no responsibilities. Just so the Rebbe says it was an unbelievable effect. But it was so misplaced. Because what Hashem really has in mind for us is that lo'ovdav v'lishomra, we're supposed to have a harmony, right? Not a double life, a broad life. We're supposed to, right? We're supposed to do both. But what we're seeing is that the kvetching of Am Yisrael is becoming more and more developed. If at first we saw that it was about the riches, and then there was about the water, and then it was about the food, and now already the kvetch is a spiritual complaint. But the spiritual complaint might be actually worse. You know, I think Chazal have a lot of different imros about how do we know that Mashiach is coming. The other week, I got my first package from Amazon in Israel. You guys know, $50, $75, you don't pay tax, you didn't pay that, it's free shipping. So I remember a few years ago, someone said that when Amazon Prime comes to Israel, so I'll make Aliyah. So I said, this is like Bechinas, Dad. I got my first shipment from... So we're seeing that there are physical complaints and there's spiritual complaints. Let's go, let's continue. This last summer in Mesora, I spoke about this next Nekuda. Mikne Rav, let's go forward. What happens to these chavrut? What happens to the Meraglim? They were promised Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash, Ma'asu Be'eretz Kanda, and what happens to them? That's it. You guys don't want, you don't have to come. All good. 40 years, you guys will all die, your children can come in. 40 years, they're walking around, they're learning, they're doing whatever they're doing, becoming a nation. And what happens? They're on the petach, they're on the gvul, they're by the yarding. And what does the pasuk tell us? In the Midbar on the base, Mikne Rav. Who's in the Sora poll this summer? Anyone here? Remember we spoke about this? Mikne Rav. What's the name of Mikne Rav? Reuven and Gad, they had already captured the left side, the right side of the Yarden, and they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, and they can mamish see it. They could see Eretz Yisrael, and they could see the promised land. They could see the Eretz Zavas, the Vash, Udvash. And what happens? They say, Moshe, we can't come in. Can we stay here? And why can't we come in? We have a lot of sheep. A lot of sheep. In Eretz Yisrael, you can't have a lot of sheep. Because there's not enough grass. And there's not enough grass, and we're not going to have enough sheep. He says, don't worry. God and Reuven, Moshe at first gets very upset. He says, like, what? Everyone's going to go to the army, and you're going to sit here while we're fighting for 14 years, conquering and splitting up Eretz Yisrael? No, that doesn't work. No, so B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven said, no, don't worry. We'll be in the special forces. We'll go and we'll capture the entire country. We'll be on the front lines. But then when we're done helping you, we're going to come back and we're going to live here. Avery Yard. What the heck? Mikne Rav Hayal. Today in the Megillas Esther Shir, we pointed out that Bechlau by the Avos and by Am Yisrael Bechlau, there's this union of Rav and Kol. Bakol mi Kol Kol. By Avram, Vavra, Vashem Birach Zavram Bakol. When Yaakov is coming back from the house of Lavan, and he meets Esav, and he says, here, take this stuff. And Esav says, no, I don't need it. Yesh li rav. And Yaakov says, what? Yesh li kol. A Jew has kol. It's everything that he needs. He doesn't need rav. But what is Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuben? What's their taina? Yesh li rav. Yesh li mikne rav. And I want to keep it. So far throughout history, we've seen mikne rav. 40 years later, they didn't learn the lesson. And the Midrash is scary. Mamash, until I saw the Midrash, I wanted to say it, but I couldn't say it until I saw the Midrash. And the Midrash says that later on, when Melech Ashur comes to Eretz Yisrael, to capture Eretz Yisrael, who's the first people to be kicked out of Eretz Yisrael? B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. Just geographically, they're the closest. And Chazal say the reason why they were kicked out first is because they wanted Mikne Rav. Is because they wanted this abundance. And how often do we hear ourselves or other people say, Have you ever seen the bath? Has anyone been at my house? Some of you guys. Has anyone been in my bathroom? It's mamish like this small. Mamish. It's awful. But we want Miknerav. We want five bathrooms. We want a bathroom in our bathroom. That's what Miknerav is. Okay. Let's continue. Miknerav. There's a korban. Korban Am Yisrael doesn't, they didn't get it. The Meraglim, first of all, they want money. They don't get what Eretz Yisrael is all about. They want the money, they want the water, they want the culture, they want the Miknerav, they want the spirituality with no responsibilities. Let's move on. Yirmiyahu is a book in Tanakh. Yirmiyahu is a book in Tanakh. And Zikr Yirmiyahu, he's speaking to the Jews who are already kicked out of Eretz Yisrael. They're in exile already. And Yirmiyahu says to them the following. He says, you guys are going to be there for a while. So what does he say? Ka'amar Adonai Tzvos Elohei Yisrael L'chol HaGolah Sher Iglesi Mirushalayim Bavela. Listen, Chevron and Bavel. Benu Batim, build homes. Vishavu V'nitu Ganos, and plant vineyards. V'yichluas Piryo, and enjoy the fruits there. Chunashim, have Shiduchim. V'olidu Banim, have children. Uchilu Nechem Nashim, marry off your children. Right? U'dirshu Shlomayir, and daven for the city. Right, that's the makor for the fact that we need a daven for the country that we're living in. Dirshu Shlomayir, Asher Iglesi Shama. V'spalaltabad, and you should daven for the city also. However, Yirmiyahu says at the end, Ki ka'amar Adonai, ki lifi mila'os le'bavel shivim shana efkod eschem. At the end of 70 years, I'm going to take you out of Bavel. So right now you can get comfortable, and right now you could build and you can invest, but know that that's not your place. But it's really hard. It's really hard. It puts Am Yisrael in a really, really hard place. On one hand, the Navi's telling us get comfortable because we're not coming back. So what do you expect? 70 years later, what happens, Chevra? What happens, Tlalya? 70 years later. Koresh. Koresh Mishichim. Yishayahu calls Koresh 150 years before the Korban. He calls Koresh, the first king of Persia. He calls him the Mashiach. Why do they call him the Mashiach? Because in the beginning of Sefer Ezra, it says that Koresh comes and he makes this declaration. Hashem told me in the Nevuah that I am going to build a Beis HaMikdash. So that's it. Golus is over. You guys can go home. Not only can you go home, I'm going to help you build a Beis HaMikdash. Not only am I going to help you build a Beis HaMikdash, I'm going to give you a karbonus. It's all in Sefer Ezra. So open it up. And what happens? We stumble like everyone gets on their horses and their buggies and they sell their houses. And they sell their bonds. No. How many Jews are living in Bavel then? 3 million, 4 million Jews. How many Jews went? How many, Chevron? Huh? 40,000. It's like nefesh benefesh flights. It's like. So much people, such a chizuk. 300 people made Aliyah. Is that a joke? That's Kibbutz Galios. That's what happened. Why didn't they come back? One, because they were comfortable. That's what we spoke about last year. Ezra says that it wasn't only that. It was because they were comfortable. Ezra sends out letters and he says, come and help us build a Beis HaMikdash. He sends this letter to Worms. Who knows where Worms is? Worms is Germany, France, somewhere. That's where Rashi's from. And he sends this letter. It's the first European Jewish community that exists. And he sends this letter and he says, come and help us build a Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. And they send back, no, thank you. You guys could stay in the big Yerushalayim, but we'll stay in the small Yerushalayim. We'll stay in Lakewood, stay in the five towns. That's what they say. Why? Because they were comfortable, and why else? Because they were spiritually comfortable. It made no sense. There was no Batei Medrash in Yerushalayim. There's a bigger base medrash in Worms.
Except the Purim. When does Purim happen?
Somewhere, and we all learned Megillas Esther, but it's unclear exactly when it happens. According to most academics, now whether we buy into this or not, I think the message stands. Most of the academics believe that Megillas Esther actually happens somewhere like 40 or 50 years after the Beis HaMikdash was built. The second Beis HaMikdash was built, Chevra. Even according to Chazal, when this Purim happened, 18 years after the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim was built, they were bringing korbanos. And who do we hear about? Shushan and Mordechai and Esther, it's amazing. And they're sitting there in Shushan. Where are they? Where are they? You saw they weren't from the 40,000 that went up. It's crazy. Think about it. Purim. It's a big hot solo. Am Yisrael is saved. Also, at the beginning of Sefer Ezra, we find another description, which is worrisome. So they start, they're getting the Beis HaMikdash ready, and they put down the foundation block, and people are crying, and people are laughing. You guys know? People are laughing and they're crying. And it says, the pasuk is beautiful. The Ein Ha'am Mekirim Kol Trua Hasimcha, they're blowing shofaros to say, we build the Beis HaMikdash, we're coming back. Am Yisrael, they can't hear the shofar. L'kol b'chi ha'am ki ha'am mir'im truag dola v'akol nishma ad l'merachok. There's this mixed feelings. And what are the mixed feelings? We're so happy, but we're so sad. We're so sad because it wasn't what we imagined. It's this wooden base of make. This isn't what Geula looks like. The 40,000 pious Jews that go back, the Mechalalei Shabbos, the people who aren't interested in Yiddishkeit, they go back. And they don't, and the elders, they look back and they say, this isn't a Beis HaMikdash. But was it a Beis HaMikdash, Chevra? Yeah, it was a Beis HaMikdash. It was a Beis HaMikdash. But they were so blinded by this sort of imaginable, like, the Beis HaMikdash is going to fall from Shemayim, and there's going to be like this unbelievable, Mashiach's going to come, and it's going to be so clear. But Yirmiyahu told them, 70 years, Mashiach is going to come. What happened? 70 years are up. That's it. Where does the story of Purim come in? Chazal say in the Gemara and Megillah that Ahasuerus had another cheshbon. Ahasuerus made a cheshbon of the 70 years also. And he sits and he makes a party in the third year of his kingdom. Why does he make a party? Chazal tell us because he realized that the 70 years were up and I'm still here. And Am Yisrael is still here. And you know how I'm going to prove to you that there's not going to be Mashiach? I'm going to invite the Jews to the party. Let's see if they come. They put out big pirsomot. They put out these, come celebrate the Churban of Am Yisrael. Come celebrate. That's it. The 70 years are up. You can come. There's badatz food. There's a mechitza. Vashti made her own party also. Everything is mahadrin min a mahadrin. It's amazing. You can do whatever you'd like. You don't have to drink if you don't want to drink. If you're makbid on chalak, you can... Everything is kosher, Chazal say. That wasn't the problem. What was the problem? Shenanu me'oto suda. So I told the guys that were learning Megillas Esther with this moridic Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer says the most wild thing. He says, what was the chait of Am Yisrael by Purim? The chait of Am Yisrael by Purim was that they sat at the suda. Imagine sitting at the Suda, which is celebrating that Mashiach's not coming. And Ahasuerus takes out the Kalim. And they're drinking with the Kalim. It's celebrating the destruction of Am Yisrael. There's no more Beis HaMikdash. Okay, that's it. Those crazy Jews in Israel that they're building, they're doing... That's not Geula. Give me a break. You saw them as Beah. Give me a break. And that's why Haman came. Ahasuerus takes off his kingly ring, and he gives it to Haman. And the Gemara says that in that act, of Ahasuerus taking off his ring, affected Am Yisrael more than all of the 48 Nevi'im. Because sometimes we can know what the ideal is, but until we're kicked into the tuchus and showed this is in our place, that's it. We don't know. However, it's not our place. Now, I'm not speaking about the anti-Semitism that's going on right now. A lot of, they speak, that's not what I'm talking about. This Hanukkah, this past Hanukkah, I was watching the party in the White House. Hanukkah party in the White House. Right? All the great Rabbanim were there. All the Gdolei Ashkenaz, Gdolei America, they're all in the White House. And what are they doing? What are they doing? They light the menorah. Do you understand how messed up that is? What is the menorah? What is the menorah, Chevra? The menorah is the Beis HaMikdash. And what are we saying? We're using the same kelim that Achashverosh used, kivyachol, at the White House party, and we're saying, that's it, we can be Jews in America, that's good, that's fine. We are like the menorah here, a mini menorah, a mini Yerushalayim. We're living through the same exact things and we don't even know it. Okay, but you could say, look, at the end of the day, Am Yisrael did tshuva, Purim, it's over. What happens? Chazal tell us. Esther and Achashverosh have a child, and what is his name? What's his name? Daryavesh. And what does Daryavesh do? Finish the Beis HaMikdash. So it's a happy story, right? No. It's not a happy story. I heard someone say once, obviously with Derek Drash, why do we get so drunk on Purim? Simcha, Hatzalah, amazing. Maybe it's we get so drunk because we can't live with the reality that after the story of Purim, they didn't come back to Eretz Yisrael either. They didn't come back. They built a Beis HaMikdash. The Jews didn't come back. V'shah Shemelech HaMashiach Ba Omed Al Gag Beis HaMikdash Mashmiah LeYisrael VeOmer. What does that song mean? We sing it so often. Mashiach is on the top of the Beis HaMikdash. And what is he saying? Anavim, Anavim, Higia Zman. Mashiach is here. V'imei natem ma'aminim, ru gori shuzareh. Look at me, I'm here. What does that mean? V'imei natem ma'aminim. The Beis HaMikdash is standing. There's a lot of different kvetches. We have a lot of different kvetches. We have a kvetch about Amazon Prime. We have a kvetch about, you know, diced tomatoes that we can buy. The kvetch about the salt water. Kvetch. And we even have good kvetches. The kvetch of... No, it's not Shaykh. This is like one of the better kvetches. Kvetches... I can't send my kids to Moz Dos in Eretz Yisrael. But go off to Derech. There's no DRS in Eretz Yisrael. There's no MTA. There's no TABC. Have you ever seen the high school here? I went to high school. Have you ever seen the high school here? Stone Valmora. Hever, why is that a bad time?
Is it reopened the floor?
Sure.
Because if we come here, then we can just start those places here.
What is so messed up about us that we can't just think? Let's solve the problems. Let's stop kvetching. Let's stop kvetching. Yeah. For our entire history, that's all we have done is kvetch. And that's why Mashiach's not here, because we're still kvetching. What else do we have here? I don't want to serve in the army. The toilet paper is too thin. Israel's too hot. Israel's too cold. The taxes are too high. Won't be able to make a living. Miknerav. I don't have food. I don't have culture. Come on. How am I going to watch baseball? How am I going to watch the Super Bowl? Guys, we figured out how to watch the Super Bowl this year, no? Trevor, I'll be honest with you. This is because I love you. Like I said, this is a Sichas Chaverim. You don't have to put this on my Torah. What we're doing right now, what we're experiencing right now in the last 70 years, is something that Am Yisrael has never seen. Never, ever seen. I would tell you that it's even greater than Am Yisrael returning when they built the second Beis HaMikdash for a number of reasons. Am Yisrael has never been as spiritually grounded in Eretz Yisrael. We've never been able to really understand Ki Mitzion Tetzei Torah Odvar Hashem Yerushalayim. Physically, militarily, everything. Startup nation, Chevra, the tainas of like, we can't make them. Those are behind us. Amazon's here. The Gula's mama's here. So yes, it's you're true. And I think what we've seen throughout this Sichas Chaverim is that Am Yisrael really throughout history had a lot of tainas, and some of the tainas were even good. It could be that to be a normal person, you have to know yourself. You have to know what you need. You have to know that you need, you know, this thick of toilet paper, whatever it is. You need to know yourself. But we also need to know that we have a bigger picture. And I'm telling you, Chaver, because I really believe it, what we're doing right now, and I tell this to guys all the time, is we're writing the next chapter in Tanakh. We're writing it. And the question that we need to ask ourselves, each and every one of them, is, and this is an akuda that I took a lot from Kobe, is do we want to be a player? Or do we want to be a spectator? Do we want to be written amongst those 40,000 that came? Or do we want the Gilgula B'Kafakela, you want your bodies to roll here when Mashiach comes? People always ask me, like, I love you, Abba, I'm sorry. People always ask me, like, you know, are your parents going to make Aliyah? And I always tell them, like, maybe, like, if Mashiach comes and he drags them here, maybe they'll come. Maybe. May ulai. However, we're young. We have our entire lives ahead of us. Don't let kvetching and tainas, whether they're good or bad, don't let them get in the way between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because that's what's going on here. We're building a Mamaches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. The question is, do you guys want to be part of it or not? I love you guys. We should understand that this Sichas Chaverim doesn't mean that you have to make Aliyah tomorrow, you don't have to call Nefesh B'Nefesh. But it means that if you're not doing a Cheshbon Nefesh every once in a while, about is it Shayach now? When you get up to Shemayim and they ask you, Tzipisim Yeshua, I'm not sure that you can say yes. L'chaim.